Blackus, how are you?
Good, Gregor. What are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying another salad and chicken, Paul. I'm down 6 pounds and 2 inches in my first month
of
eating healthy
on the quest
to try to get a six-pack.
You're going to be an Adonis by the time you're done.
So far, so good. And actually, you know, it's surprising. The food has been a lot better than I expected, to be frank.
That's good.
You kind of hear...
It has to be enjoyable. Like, if it feels like it's too much deprivation, it's hard to follow for a long period of time. So that's
So, no, it's been pretty good. Now, today I know we're going to talk about the pros and cons of juicing, but not steroids, although I guess
no.
We could always talk about that, because I know that even the properly managed, it can be okay. But juicing's kind of a new thing that people are getting into. Tell us what it is and what's the pros and cons.
Well, yeah, people are getting into that. They're buying these really fancy juicers for at home, and they're basically stuffing vegetables and fruit in them and then extracting the juice from the vegetables and fruit to make a nice, healthy drink. So I have nothing against juicing, but there's just some things that people should kind of be aware of, the pros and cons, depending on your lifestyle and your weight and where you're at and what other foods you're eating, that kind of thing. So one of the things that you want to be one of the pros, I guess, of juicing would be is that you can extract a large amount of nutrients from the two healthiest food groups of fruits and vegetables. So some vegetables, they're hard to sort of get through the cellular wall, like sort of certain broccolis and kale and celery. It's hard to break down that wall, the cellular wall, and extract nutrients because there's so much fiber in them. So if you juice them, you get all those vitamins and minerals in there right directly into your bloodstream, into your body. So it's great to get a lot of nutrients very quickly.
Okay.
Right. One of the cons, I guess, would be the opposite effect, is that if you're drinking too much juice, you're not getting the fiber from the juice itself. And fiber is important for digestion as well, and controlling your insulin levels and making you give you a sense of fullness as well. So it's also important to make sure that you either blend some juices, which means that you just put them in a blender and you keep the pulp in there, or you definitely also have to eat a good amount of fruits and vegetables in their raw state as well, or slightly steamed to get that fiber. So a combination of all together would be ideal. One of the things that people need to be kind of aware of with juicing is that in the marketplace, there's a lot of fancy claims and extravagant sort of results people can get, especially from celebrities who do a lot of juicing themselves. They tell people, hey, I did this juice and look how good I look in my dress, and people think that they should be doing it too. So a lot of people feel like their juices will detoxify their body and stuff like that. And there's no science or any good science to show that you can detoxify or get rid of toxins from your body just from drinking juices. Like, your body's got these natural way of detoxifying your body from your kidneys, from your intestines, from your lymphatic system, so your liver. So all those organs basically try to detoxify any kind of stuff that your body doesn't need and kind of gets rid of it. The key for you is just not to put that much bad stuff in there. But drinking more juice won't make it better. It's just a healthier form. And just if you're replacing the juice with fast food and unhealthy food with juice, then that's a good idea. But it's not a magical cure. It's not going to make you 10 years younger or your nose wrinkles in your skin, stuff like that.
Now, what about digesting too many raw vegetables at once? I've read, is there any truth to that? Is that a concern?
You know what? I don't know for sure. Like I'm not sure that that's ever been really a big issue. Like,
okay.
I guess if you were a raw food vegan where all you did was just eat raw food, it might become a little bit of a problem with getting that much fiber in there. But generally in our society, the problem is people aren't getting enough fiber. And Canada Food Guy kind of recommends about 35 grams of fiber per day, and we're averaging about a third of that. So it's not really a problem for most people in society.
Yeah, okay. So, and the other thing with juicing is one of the potential downfalls, maybe, if you take in too many calories, but you're not feeling satisfied, right? Because as you just mentioned, the lack of fiber.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, so sometimes it's a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll replace a meal with a juice. And I don't have a problem with doing that once in a while. You just have to be careful that you will, that the fluid alone, you won't feel satiated as long, and you're probably going to want to eat more later on. So as long as you don't eat extra excessive amounts of calories later on because you're starving, just because you only had a juice for lunch, then it's okay. But every once in a while, if you want to have a juice for a lunch or a supper, give your digestive system a little bit of a break, that's okay. But just be cautious of how hungry you are afterwards, and are you overdoing it again?
What do you think, would there be one, like, would juicing vegetables over fruit? Would one be better at all?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, you definitely want to do at least a 3-to-1 vegetable-to-fruit ratio. Yeah, okay. Too much fruit juice, way too much sugar, too many calories. So I would suggest, for example, a good one would be like a cup of spinach or kale, maybe a cup of carrots, maybe a cup of beets, and then maybe put one apple in it or a cup of pineapple juice. Or pineapples. And so put one cup of fruit to 3 cups of vegetables, and that's a good ratio. But definitely more vegetables. That's where the nutrients are, and a lot less calories.
Okay. Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Now, Paul, for post-workout,
yeah.
I know that a lot of times you want to replenish, especially if you've had a good workout, whether it's cardio, you're lifting some heavy weights, and you're going through full body range of motion, you're pretty fatigued. What do you recommend? Like, what are, for a post-workout, is shake still the best thing, or is it would it be better to have real food?
Well, either one is good. There's pros and cons. I think a shake goes down nice and easy right after a workout. So if you were to have a juice for a post-workout meal, if you might want to get a little bit more protein because you're not getting as much protein from fruits and vegetables, you may want to try having some nuts with your juice, or maybe even putting some yogurt in your juice, or almond milk, or even peanut butter, stuff like that. So if you added that in, you can get a little bit extra protein, because you still get protein in vegetables and fruit, but just not as much quantity. And that's if you're trying to put on more size. And if you are working out with weights quite a bit, you might need a little bit more protein than the average person.
And now, what's your, I guess, history on it? Ensuring that, because some people don't like to eat before they work out in the morning, right? Like they go
yeah.
there and they don't eat. Has there been any study that you've seen? Is that good or bad, or is it just all about your own personal feeling on what you think your body responds
yeah.
to best?
Yeah, we argue about that all the time here at Custom Fit. Every trainer's got their own opinion on it. So for myself, if you had a good meal the night before and you didn't do any exercise after your meal, you sort of just sat around at home and went to sleep, and then you got up first thing in the morning to work out, as long as your workout is not longer than 90 minutes of high intensity, then you don't need to eat beforehand. You have enough stored glycogen in your liver and sugar in your body to get through the workout. If you are working out more than 90 minutes, really high intensity, then it might be good to get up a little bit earlier, have a little bit of fruit, maybe a banana or a smoothie of some kind, something that's easily digestible, and get a little bit of calories and sugar into your body. But generally, you're okay. You don't have to eat before, but definitely eat afterwards.
Paul, always good to catch up with you. I hope you had a good holiday. We'll talk things other than juicing next week.
You got it. Have a good one.